strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 13th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Mari. How you doing, Mari?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here today. I am tired, but I have my coffee. I'm ready to talk about this crazy, then not crazy, but then really crazy Wednesday night.
It was, definitely a late night, messy night here on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 8 in the house. And as I said, it was a bit of a mess.
A bit. By the end of the night, I was like, go to sleep. Everybody go to sleep.
Yeah, not only was it messy, but I also feel like a lot of the discussion around what was happening was messy too. Like, it was hard for people to follow what was going on yesterday from the very jump. And so I'm here. We're here. We're going to try and help you guys figure this out. We're all going to figure it out together. We're going to try and see if we can piece the pieces together in this
puzzle. The webs and the red string and the all of it.
All right. So we started the day with one confusing thing, which was that Kacer went to Janelle and said, "Look, we got to stop campaigning for Keisha because it's not working." And he got word from Cody essentially that, like, it's not happening. You know, that Cody kind of would prefer for Kevin to stay is the vibe that he got. And so he feels like we can't keep digging ourselves a hole here. We need to get out of this hole. We should go to Kevin. We should be like, "Hey, Kevin, you're staying." And maybe we'll be one of the earlier people to do that, like, officially. We just need to jump off of this train and board the Kevin train. And then maybe Cody won't target us.
And this was the correct read. If only they had stuck to it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Janelle spent the entirety of yesterday being like, "Kevin's a liar. Don't trust anything he says."
Oh my God. I was like, okay, so they're realizing they need to pull their necks in for Keisha and all that. And I was like, great. It didn't last long.
No, it did not last long, unfortunately, for them. So this conversation happens. And now I think there's some telephone games happening in the house here, that this conversation happens early in the morning. Then Bailey and Devon are going to have a conversation a little bit later. And a lot of people thought this was about Danny because there was a joke made at the end of the conversation about Danny, but it was not about Danny. Bay heard from Janelle that Keisha doesn't have the votes and that Cody wants Kevin to stay. Now, Bailey, I don't know how and I don't know why, but she got the impression that Christmas is the one that told Janelle that Cody wants Kevin to stay. And they feel like, okay, so Cody told Christmas that he wants Kevin to stay. Christmas told Janelle. Why did Cody tell Christmas? Doesn't he know? I thought we were the only ones he told. Doesn't he know that Christmas is just going to run her mouth? We can't trust Christmas with this kind of thing. Christmas, she's on the outs. She's the kind of player that, like, she'll spill anything. She's not trustworthy. We need to talk to Cody about not telling Christmas things because that's no good.
And it was just also confusing because for most of the previous day, Christmas was pushing to keep Keisha as well. So I can't remember, but was it because that Cody and Memphis and all of them group had told Christmas, like, "Hey, we're all leaning more towards Kevin." And that's when Christmas may have approached Janelle, or was this just a complete broken game of telephone? It was a mess.
I think it was a game of telephone because like Christmas has been one of the few people that is open to keeping Keisha. So she might have talked to Janelle about, like, I don't know if the votes are there, but Kacer is the one that told Janelle that he feels like Cody wants to keep Kevin.
Yeah.
And that's they're having this conversation right now, Kacer and Janelle, this morning. But they thought it came from Christmas, and they were like, we can't trust Christmas with this kind of information.
Yeah.
And so this is a little bit going to help explain Davon's actions later in the day when it comes to Christmas and Janelle, I believe, because they kind of feel like we don't want anybody to know that Cody wanted to keep Kevin. We don't want anybody to know that Kevin is like staying because of our votes. Davon in particular has been kind of playing both sides and telling Keisha and Janelle that she's willing to go that direction. Yeah. And so she doesn't want it to be like, oh, I'm siding with Cody or anything like that. So they have that conversation. Danny's also going to talk to Cody about, Kacer was talking to me about wanting, Cody says Kacer was talking to me about wanting to keep Kevin. And she's like, no, but Janelle is pushing to get rid of Kevin hard. And they're like, wait, what is going on?
This was the whole morning. It was a flip flop, but not an intended flip flop. It was just people weren't forthcoming with information. And that's what we saw throughout the whole entire day. And it was getting tedious. Oh, who are you voting for? I don't know. I'm just going to go at the house. It depends. It was so wishy-washy that, like we were saying previously, how can Keisha campaign if she's not getting any information? Everybody's being wishy-washy and nobody's being straight up. And that's what was so frustrating about this like middle portion of this day, because everybody was just, they were saying one thing to one person and another thing to another person. And we don't know who's lying, who's telling the truth, what?
Yeah, well, we did get a little bit of a break with the great BB debate, where they were given questions. They all got into a group. They were given questions by Big Brother about Big Brother history. They were like opinion questions, not trivia questions. And they were, I think, meant to kind of like debate about these, but like it's hard to debate opinions.
And it was like, okay, I was like, oh, this is cute, all right, whatever. And then in the middle of it, I was like, I think the producers are just trying to get them to talk about all the old seasons now and get it like out of the way so they stop doing it in the house, because they just kept bringing up all the past seasons. So they're like, let's do it now, maybe I'll shut up about it later. But it was cute. I mean, it was cute, I guess.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was fun to see them do this stuff. Like, I feel like there was some genuine tension that was brought up as like,
oh my god,
talking about Evil Dick and Corey and
old Jeff Victor
and old Victor versus new Victor. It was fun. It was fun.
And Rachel Riley, Janelle saying, "Oh, I wish Rachel was here."
Yep.
Nicole. Franz will look like she had like a blood vein in her forehead. It was hilarious. I immediately was like, this might have game ramifications, because Nicole and Danny do not look happy by half of these questions.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
So they're answering questions like who's the biggest crier of all time. They landed with Josh mostly, which I felt like, come on, nobody holds a camber to camber.
To Whamber?
I gave it away.
You did. Whamber.
That's what happens when you don't get enough sleep.
Not at all. Oh my God.
No one holds a candle to Amber from Big Brother 8.
I would always also like to submit Chrissy from BBOTT. Her first few days, she cried enough in those first few days to last the whole season. So.
Yes. I was like, no one holds a camber. I was like, my God, this is amazing. This is going to rhyme. I didn't even mean to do this. Wait a minute.
Okay, I'm sorry. Guys, we've been up since 4 in the morning. Bear with us.
So they also asked, like, who's the most attractive house guest not in this room? And I don't remember now. They landed on, I think, Amber from BB16.
Yes.
And like Jeff.
Jeff. I was like, the taste. Ugh.
I know. Poor Kevin there just like, oh, my God.
His Jeff. Eyes rolling in the back of his head. I was like, old Victor or regular Victor.
Yeah,
I felt so bad. I was like, stop calling that man old Victor. He's yeah. still here.
You're like, Victor was great. Victor,
he was amazing. Oh,
yes, but and then I don't remember who it was. But I'm like, well, old Victor or new Victor? Yeah. Like, what do you mean? You know, long hair or short hair? Like, oh, Spanish lover Victor. 100%.
Yes, Kaser, Spanish lover Victor. I was like, oh, God. oh, man, it was fun.
Yes, fun. Favorite season was one. I feel like there wasn't really too much of a consensus there, but Devon was like on. She's like,
yes,
10 because it was amazing. Seven,
11. I
she likes 11.
Said?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. she also said, sure. and I know season 15 was terrible for a lot of reasons, but the gameplay, I loved it.
And it looked like everybody was just waiting for her to say it. They're like, yeah, what she said.
And then who would you have wanted to see in this house that's not here? Yes. Derek actually had the most, I think, amount of answers. Janelle said Brittany, which... Yeah. And she talked about Rachel.
Right. Again, the cast saying Derek, the audience like, no, thank you. I was like, I was with Daniel Reyes. I wanted Daniel Reyes back, like a good portion of us.
Yes. Yeah. And David, for every question, was just like, you just get me.
David, I heard your morning update about him. This charade, this ruse, whatever it is, he needs to drop it. I think he really doesn't know a lot of this, but he's just pounding it so hard that it's just now it's unbelievable. Like, don't, for every question, don't say, oh, you know, I don't know. We know you don't know. You said it two questions ago. Just pick something from your season. Like, they kept having to tell him to do. I'm sorry, I was getting frustrated. I was like, David, come on, man. Like, this playing stupid act, it's not going to take you so far. It really isn't. It's just going to get people frustrated with you and not respect you, like you said. And just, you look weak. You look weak. And why should anybody keep you around? You came into this game feeling like you were just filling a space, and now you are acting like it. But I'm sorry. Let me get off my soapbox.
Yeah, I also I think Kaser said, and this was people were like, oh boy, Kaser said he would have wanted to see Jackson, like disregarding the politics of it, that Jackson was like a monster and he would have loved to play against him.
Kaser picked every problematic house guest he could think of.
People to remember night one of the feeds, Kaser was like, thank God we don't have any jackbutts,
watermelon.
Like Jacksons, like the Jacksons of the world in here. He knows that, like, he doesn't like Jackson, but he wants to compete against Jackson, is what he was saying.
Which makes sense. I get it, his competitive spirit, but I was like, just stop it. Yeah. the taste level.
I also like Enzo for the most attractive. They each named a guy and a girl. And Enzo was the last one to go. And he was like, I'll give a shout out to Dr. Will. I know his ego's hurting right now. Nobody else is named him.
Great job. Great job. I also like Brendan. I would have picked Brendan over Jeff any day. I understand why he didn't come up, but I get it.
All right. So it was fun. They kind of gave up halfway through. They had more questions.
And I really wanted to know, like, it was on Facebook Watch as well, right? That's what the card said. So what was Facebook Watch getting? Because we kept getting feeds cutting every time they said Evil Dick's name. Yeah. So
it was favorite season. Enzo starts. He goes, my favorite season was Evil Dick's.
Exactly. And I'm just like, okay, so again, what is Facebook watching? Did they see everything? Or that was confusing. Do you think they're gonna, what was that? Like, we've never done this type of BB activity on US Big Brother.
I think that they are pushing to advertise, because they weren't able to really advertise much before the season started. Okay. So I think they're probably trying to push as much as they can, especially like people are home. Like, let's push the live feeds more because people are more likely to watch them. But then, you know, it's like, okay, hey, look, Facebook, look, these are the live feeds. And then, like, immediately following this thing, the feeds are down for, like, so often.
Yes!
Like, it's, I think they might have outsourced the job for, like, who cuts off the feeds to Canada, because it's starting to feel like Big Brother Canada.
Right. And so I was really waiting. I was like, Nicole, the Franzel is going to be crying. I can't wait to see it. Like, I really thought there were going to be some like hard feelings after the conversation. And we got, the fees were down for like, it was at least like 20 or 30 minutes. It felt like afterward, I was like, so if anything juicy is happening, we're not even seeing it.
Mm-hmm. So we did get some more conversations. Janelle had a conversation with Kevin. She's now trying to do Kaser's thing, which is like, okay, I'll tell Kevin, like, I'm good with him. And so she's having this conversation with Kevin, and Kevin's like, she's like, I don't know who else has told you, but like, I'm on board. And he's like, oh, a lot of people, actually. Like, I've like, well, maybe, I don't know if you've shaken. No, I've shaken on it with a lot of people. I have the majority. I'm going to be staying. And she's like, That's great. So happy about that. That's exactly what I want, as she vigorously shakes her head and looks super annoyed.
This conversation was really weird, because at first I thought, okay, they're going to hash it out. But as it went longer, it really was like awkward feeling. And he was basically like, yeah, I'm staying. So, you know, just stop calling me a liar, please.
Yeah, he was like, I've heard that some people are campaigning against me and even using things against me from the past. She's like, oh, that's terrible. Yeah.
Right. It was weird, man. I was really hoping they could patch it up, but it was weird.
Mm-hmm. So Janelle also talks with Ian, who is not really going to tell her much about his vote, not trusting her with much. He's going to then pretty quickly after talk to Kevin and be like, Kevin, I'm 100% voting for you to stay. I don't care what the vote count is. It could be, 12-1 against you, and I will still vote for you. It could be unanimous, and I'll still vote for you. Like, I don't care what anybody else does. I've got you. Which
so do you know where this came from? Do you know where this came from? Because,
well, so again, the day before, he talked to Nicole Anthony and said that he doesn't care what the House does. He's going to vote his own way. And that he preferred Kevin. He has a better relationship with him. So I think that's where it was. I think that's like part of his strategy this season is to be like this, like, I'm just going to vote for, like, I don't care what everyone else does. Like, if smart. I've got you, I've got you. And I'm willing to go against the House to make it happen.
It was just weird, because the day before he was talking about Keisha had the votes.
He thought that Keisha had the votes to stay, but he was going to be voting to keep Kevin anyway. And that's part of what he's saying. Yeah.
Okay. He just wanted to basically confirm it today, not yesterday. Okay. Yeah. All right. That makes sense.
Keisha had a conversation with Day, and she says, people are being effing fake with me. I think I'm in trouble here. I think I might be leaving.
So when I first heard this conversation, it was in the one in the bathroom, if I remember correctly, I was like, okay, good. Day is doing something where she's like, she's trying to help her, but she wasn't really giving her too much hope, but she was still trying to, you know, it was a light touch. And I thought it was great. I thought it was good, kind of like maybe a practice for like maybe jury management down the line. But the snowball effect that happened later on in the day, and I don't understand where Davon was here. Like, I get you're trying to still be like everybody else, because she wasn't the only one. Everybody else was trying to pretend that they were still on the fence and that they hadn't made up their mind. So she's not the only one. But this was the beginning of Davon almost accidentally flipping the house. And I was just like, I can't do this. Not another season of this, day, please.
Yeah. So Kacer is also going to talk to Keisha. He's going to tell Keisha, look, Cody wants to keep Kevin, so you need to go to Cody and convince him that he wants that he would that you're a better pick for him. And I think that he probably has the sway to flip the votes in your favor, which I actually think like that's right. Like if Cody doesn't want Keisha to stay, she will not stay. So if you're going to start somewhere, you do have to start with Cody. It just you know, would have been nice if it was more effective when she did.
Yes, it was a good idea. But oh, my God, watching that conversation, I was like, yikes. I was like, I can't do this. The Cody Keisha conversation. I was like, what's on the other side? Because it was awkward. It was awkward.
Yep. There are some conversations and like combinations of people where you just know that nothing is going to happen. Yes. But it will last for hours. And it's just yes. like, don't even bother.
Exactly. I was going in and out, but I was like, I can't remember who. I think Day or I can't remember who was on the other side, but I was listening to that. I think it was like Day talking about her weave. I was like, I'm gonna look at this. Yeah. Because that conversation, the Cody and Keisha conversation was so long. I think it was almost an hour, if not more, an hour. Mm-hmm. Of nothing. It was just a circle of nothing.
Yeah, you know, the way it works is like I feel like what's happening is that like people are worried about talking game and so they don't talk game and so then it's like, well, but we it's weird and so like but people want to come and talk to me and like I just really don't care. And so it's like, you know, what happens is that you know, everybody's so concerned about it.
But I feel like if you push for me, then more people will listen. And like, I think you, it's your voice. You're the decider, Cody. You're the decider.
So Janelle has a conversation with Bailey. This one's really been making the rounds because in particular, Janelle had a quote saying something along the lines of like, why do people want to do what the HOH wants to do? Like back in my day, we walked uphill both ways to the voting booth
and 2 feet of snow,
2 feet of snow. And we did the opposite of what the HOH wanted. If the HOH wanted one thing, we did the other thing.
And she's not lying. She's not lying at all. Old school was crazy with that.
Yeah. And Bailey's just like, I don't know. We respect rule. The HOH. Yeah. That's what we do.
That's the new rule now. That's what we do. I'm like, oh my God, please.
Yeah, that's I mean, and honestly, I know people are like pining for the old days when this conversation happened, but this has always been how it's been. Either you do what the HOH wants because they didn't screw up, or you rebel against the first HOH because they did screw up. And going all the way back to week one of season two, Boogie screwed up and they rebelled. But in season three, Lisa didn't screw up and they didn't rebel. It really, it's not really as clear cut. I mean, think to season 19. Season 19 is only two seasons back. Where Cody was HOH and they very much rebelled against Cody's HOH.
How many people did he nominate? Five? A quarter of the house, right? Like, yeah. And that's the thing. Yeah. The week one HOH, I agree with you. You should win the week one HOH. I would personally win the week one HOH. So people are coming to you. Their job after that is to not screw up. Just like Cody said in his interview with Julie right after, I want to pick the easy target. I want to make sure that who I choose, you know, the whole house is okay with. And Cody did a great job of putting up two people that he didn't mind either one going home and letting the house decide. And it didn't create a great divide or a great schism. He did a great job. And that, I mean, Keisha can only do so much. She waited till the last day to try and do anything. So, I mean, sitting here talking to Cody for an hour was a waste of her time, but I get the strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's basically like, it's not like Cody put up like in a serious way, like this is my pawn. I never want this person to go home. And this is my super target. Like Cody put two people up. He didn't mind going home. And then when it was clear that Kevin I mean, he always wanted Kevin to be the one, but like he didn't, he genuinely didn't push. Like it really was the house that decided Kevin. And so he's like, perfect. That's what I want then. So it's not like they're actually following what Cody wants. It's that Kevin was better at, you know, forging relationships.
Exactly.
So Day talks to Christmas, and this is when things get a little weird. Day,
let me break out my notes.
Yes, remember back to the conversation she had earlier in the day with Bailey, and they were talking about how Christmas told Janelle that Cody wants to keep Kevin. They don't want that narrative out there, and Day in particular wants to still be able to pretend that she's like on board with the underdogs and with Janelle and all of this thing. So Day pretends that she's on board with Keisha and tries to act like Keisha might have the votes here. Like she's trying to essentially be like, Christmas, you don't know. Don't be telling people that Kevin's staying and that Cody wants Kevin to stay. Mm-hmm. Keisha might actually stay. This information is all over the place. You don't know what's going on, Christmas. We don't trust you to know the information. So this is some misinformation. Keisha could stay. Who knows?
And then poor Christmas's brain just started smoking.
Yes, exactly. And so she tries to leave herself the out of, but you know, I don't want to go against the house. So, you know, mm-hmm. Maybe Keisha can stay. Maybe she's not, but she could maybe. But at the end of the day, I'm going to go with the house. So she's trying to set it up like, well, I think Keisha could stay. And then on the day of voting, she's going to be like, I guess not. Sorry, guys.
Which I'm pretty sure we'll talk about later, but that's such a bad idea. It's such a bad idea for so.
Yeah.
But this was like the first, this was what you, proactive lying, right? What we've been talking about. I personally think everything that Davon did after this later on the night was accidentally lying. it has like huge ramifications, and she's like, how is she like a mastermind but not a mastermind? Like a mastermind in the wrong direction. Day's gonna give us all gray hairs.
She's
again
doing too much.
Yeah.
I have been the person saying constantly they all need to be doing more, and so like I guess instead of saying she's doing too much, I should say she's being too messy here. There's no reason to be messing around with people's knowledge of the vote and like where she's going. Just say, I don't know. I think that I've also heard that Kevin has the votes. And that's like, that's all you need to say. You don't need to be playing around too much, but she's playing around.
Yeah.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Keisha has a conversation with Enzo, which basically like explains sort of like where her head has been at. She's feeling not great about the vote. She says, mm-hmm. but she's trying not to overpromise and like promise people too much, which Kevin is getting caught doing, as we'll talk about. But she doesn't think it's working, but she doesn't want people to think that she doesn't want to stay. Like she just doesn't know what to do.
Sorry. This was the first like piece of effective campaigning that she had started to do, was saying that Kevin is making promises to everybody. He can't possibly keep all of those promises. And like you said, we'll see later. It's kind of starts to pick up traction a little bit, but she just waited too late. It would have probably been a good thing to come up a day ago.
I think that there's a decent chance that a flip could have happened on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. If Janelle had not been campaigning for Keisha, because the one thing that's holding everyone back from keeping Keisha is that she's attached to Janelle.
True.
And because they even talk about it later. They talk about like Kevin's making a bunch of deals with everybody, but we know that Keisha's with Janelle. So even if Kevin is lying to me about a deal, at least he's not with Janelle. Like that's really been the thing holding her back.
Yeah. 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 It's bad moves all around, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, So they have that conversation. But again, like people, I feel like, and I've said this, but I feel like people are being too hard on Keisha, like saying she's just there for the $40,000 check. But like she's like, I don't want people to think I don't want to be here. Like, I just don't know where to go. And I like people again, also should remember, like, we're pretty, like, we think that she was an alternate. Like, she went into quarantine as an alternate with no guarantee of a check. Like, if you're there for 40K, you don't go there for 2 weeks as an alternate where the chances are very high that you don't even get picked to play. You know, so.
Yeah, I agree. I think she wants to be here. Like you said, it's just she didn't know where to focus. She didn't know what would maintain traction. And once she found it, it was too late. And like you said, Janelle pushing didn't help.
Mm-hmm. So, Franzel is going to talk with Cody. She's a little bit worried about Danny. That Danny talked to her and said, "Hey, Janelle trusts you. Don't worry about Janelle." And Franzel was like, What do you mean? Oh my God. What do you mean? And she just doesn't believe that, like, all of a sudden it's flipped like that. Like, all of a sudden Janelle trusts me. What are you talking about? Why are you trying to protect Janelle from me? Are you trying to get me off of Janelle's back because you have a close relationship with her? Are you starting to feel like you want to keep your options open? Is that what's happening here?
Exactly. And I thought that Danny and Janelle were doing a great job of hiding they were working together, to the point where I honestly didn't believe, like, I was so confused, because Danny and Janelle, when they talk, it really sounds sincere. Danny is really good at that. She sounds really sincere whenever she talks to people. So I thought that they had something, but then Danny would go and rat her out, you know? So I was like, okay, so Danny just wants to, you know, throw her under the bus. But then Danny does this flip that Nicole realizes, and it looks sketchy. It looks sketchy, and people are already sketched out by Danny. So this wasn't a good look for her.
Yeah. And Cody says, yeah, I've been careful about what I say to Danny about Janelle. Mm-hmm. And this is going to lead, like, right into another bad situation for Danny. Her, Franzel, Cody, and Tyler are hanging out in the photo room. And they're just, like, hanging out. They're bonding. Like, Tyler's been... He's been putting the work in. Thank you, mm-hmm. Tyler. You're finally getting involved. I still feel like he missed some big opportunities in the first few days. And I feel like he could be in a lot more than he is. But he's finally, like, come around to, I've got to put in work, I guess. And so he's bonding with these people. He's getting in better with them. He brings up a potential alliance name for them all, the Closers. But he decides against it because he was like, if you think about it, if you spell it out, it's C Losers. And I can already picture the Twitter people making fun of us. So
cue the stands all over the timeline.
He's very well versed in how the Big Brother fan base likes to give people very insulting and dehumanizing nicknames. So
much so he talked about it all day.
There you go. So, but in this conversation, Danny warns Cody and Tyler that, hey, people keep pairing you guys together. They say that you're working together. And Cody says, who's doing that? Who's saying that? She goes, everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean everybody? Like, who's actually doing it? And she's, everybody, like every single person. And I think that Danny is trying to be sincere here, because there have been a lot of people that have said that to Danny and are saying it all over the place. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it is a specific group of people that's doing it.
It's like, Janelle.
It's Janelle in particular. And I think that Cody and Tyler are a little bit, or Cody at least, is a little bit like, it's probably Janelle.
Yep.
And she's not saying Janelle. And this feeds right back into what I just talked about with Franzel. Why is she protecting Janelle? Why is she saying everybody? And then she goes, it's all the girls.
All the girls.
And Franzel's like, not me.
That every time Danny says that, I just get so annoyed. I'm like, all the girls, there's two of you right here. There's only eight of you. One's on the block. Like, so what are we saying? And when they say all the girls, they say Janelle, Nicole A. Bay and Day. And I'm just like, this is stupid.
And Cody knows it's not Bay and Day because he's working with them secretly.
Yes.
And so it's like, it's really narrows that field down.
It was so frustrating. I'm like, there's no Girls Alliance. Sorry. I got too excited. I shouldn't have clapped. But like, Nicole is like, there has to be a Girls Alliance. I'm clearly not in it. They wouldn't ask me. I'm like, no, they wouldn't. But I like the part. Was it Cody who said there's either no Girls Alliance or it's like a few of them? And I was like, because there's no Girls Alliance. Dying. Yeah.
So, let's see here. We then get Day and Bay have another conversation. It's kind of brief, but it's very dense. A lot of information in it. Bay asks Day about Ian. She says, like, how's it going with Ian? You said you were going to work on him. She's like, he will not crack. I cannot crack him.
Okay, I'm sorry, Tim. Real quick, the way that they were sitting, I was like, are y'all CIA spies? Like, what are y'all doing? Like, Day's face in the mirror, Bailey's face before, trying not to make her lips move. I'm like, guys, come on.
All right, we can do it right now.
Right. All right. So Ian, I can't get to him. I can't get to him.
Oh, man. That sucks. We needed Ian. That's, oh, man, that's annoying. How do you feel about Tyler?
Tyler, I really like him. I really like him, but he's not giving me anything either. Did you hear that Danny thinks me and David are going to be in a showmance?
What?
Bailey says. I was like, y'all are ridiculous. I love them. I love them so much.
Yeah. So they talk about Bay says, let me just say this up front, though. We're not letting Franzel get close to a second win, right?
Yes.
No. But we can probably use the fact that she feels guilty about last season. And Bay kind of feels the same way about Tyler. Not that she won't let him get close to a second win because he didn't have a first one. Mm-hmm. But Bay says that the relationship she's rebuilding with Tyler, like, she doesn't want to be put in a situation where she puts him up on the block and makes it look like she betrayed him. So we know this about Bailey, that she takes these things very seriously, like allegiances and like relationships, right? That's part of the disconnect between her and Tyler in the first season, is that she really thought that they had like a strong personal relationship, and right, he saw it as more of a game relationship. And then she had a similar issue with Casey on the challenge. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing that they are rebuilding a relationship. They had a moment earlier on the feeds. It was hard to the feeds were cutting a lot.
They cut for them. I'm like, what are y'all doing over there, man? Yeah, they were right in the middle of hashing it all out. Mm-hmm. And it was really looked like it was therapeutic. Bailey was crying a little bit afterwards because it brought up a lot. And then they got back together and just kind of commiserated and came together. And it was very nice to see. It really was. But guilt will only take you so far in a game for $500,000.
And so we're seeing that, like, Bailey really does value this relationship with Tyler. And in the same way that she was like, Tyler, don't make me out to look like a fool. Like, don't hurt me again. She doesn't want to do the same to Tyler. She doesn't want to mm-hmm. make him look like a fool. She doesn't want to, like, betray him in any way. And so she does want to work with him, and she feels like she can. And Day is like, yeah, I think he feels really guilty about what happened. I think it's real too. Like, I don't think this is Tyler playing the game. I think that he, like, genuinely, at the very least, like, doesn't want to be that guy. And is trying very hard to be, like, you know, as genuine as he can with Bailey, in the same way that she is with him.
I really think so too. And I was kind of mad at you yesterday because I had all these great hot takes in my head and you just kept taking them one by one. I'm like, dang it, Taryn, because I thought as well, I was like, Tyler does not like Danny. He does not like Danny. And I think he saw the tweets and I was ready. I said to myself, oh, Tyler's going to be the Rebel Alliance leader. I wrote it down and then you said it and I was mad. And I was like, you know what? Okay. It's okay. It's all right. I got some more. But yeah, I think Tyler really does want to work with Bailey. I think he's going with what's working right now, but I can definitely see, like, a mid-game like, I think there's going to be a mid-game formation of an alliance that'll last longer than all of these kind of floaty ones, to me, personally, depending on the new HOH.
Yeah, yeah. So Day says, yeah, we can use this. Like, we can use Tyler's guilt. We can use Franzel's guilt. The fact that they feel bad, we can use that. And they kind of talk about, like, should we reel these people in? They talk about reeling in Danny, reeling in Tyler, maybe, like, you know, keeping Franzel in the loop. Maybe Ian, if they can crack him.
They clocked him. They clocked Ian and Nicole. Working together.
Yes. Oh, yes. The two winners. Yes.
Yep. They got a winners alliance. That's what I think.
But they feel good about Danny too, and they would like to bring her in. Baze is like, oh, but Tyler keeps talking about Christmas. We need to tell him no on Christmas. She's too much of a wild card. She's too leaky information kind of person. We can't pull in Christmas. And, you know, David, we'll protect him. We can't, like, bring him in. We can't, like, tell him anything. And this is, like, this is a result of David just, like, had his head in the clouds.
Yeah, they said they'll have to tell him things, like, last minute, I think they were saying. They're like, don't give him any information. Mm-hmm.
And then they talk about Day's like, yeah, Franzel and Danny were telling me that he has a crush on me.
Oh, my God.
And so I feel like I need to detach from that situation because I do not see him that way.
Did you see that? I didn't see that. I hope that didn't happen.
I didn't get that vibe at all myself. Yeah.
Disgusting.
is it someone's birthday? So Day is going to go and talk with Nicole and Kevin, who were talking a bit before. Kevin was in the middle of becoming
Anita Vito. All I have on my notes is Kevin and drag. Yes. Yeah. So Day loved every minute of it.
Day goes up there and she's like, this is amazing. Don't go out of this room because that's what that girl did in 16. And it's Joey and it did not work out well for her.
They thought she was losing it.
Yes.
I loved every second of this. I can tell you, I was watching it. I was glued to the feet. I loved how Kevin was teaching them how to walk. I was dying. I was living every moment of it. This was the best. I really was, like, Devon hyping him up was hilarious. She said, I could not. I was like, me neither, Dave. Me neither. It was so good. And these are the type of connections that I think are really going to get people through this game in particular, because with all the spider webs out and everybody having the different alliances and the different relationships, stuff like, it's going to come down to stuff like this. I really think it is. A lot of people think it's going to come down to game and stuff, which will be factored in. But these type of relationships, these strong, close bonds, I think are going to hold people through the whole game. And I love that they talked afterwards.
Yeah. So they also then go to talk about the votes. Kevin is still very worried, but the information that Day is bringing, that he has, that Nicole has talked about, he feels like, he says, the receipts are lining up. I mean, like, he's a very worried player. He's potentially a first boot in the All-Star season. Right. But I like his attention to detail. Like, he recognizes that, like, there could be some kind of conspiracy. There could be some kind of blindside. And he's constantly double checking, and not in a way that's, like, too overbearing. The deals that he is making are a little too obvious, but beyond that, just like, okay, well, this information over here, this information over here, I think I'm okay. But even then, he's like, there still could be a grand conspiracy, but I think I'm okay.
And he told Day, he said, Day, stop pretending like you're going to flip with Keisha, because you might push the house to thinking that Keisha really does have the votes. And I'm like, listen to him, please listen to him. Did she listen to him? No, she did not. But Kevin did a good job of knowing where the votes are, checking in with people, talking to everybody. He did the groundwork, and he is relaying this information to Nicole, A, and Day. And I don't know how well they are receiving it, especially Day. it just seemed like they weren't really taking in what he was saying. And I also think that Nicole A clocking the closers was so good just to be wasted on deaf ears with Dave.
Yeah, so, Nicole and Kevin are talking about like we think that Cody and Tyler really are like going against Janelle and Kacer. Like Janelle and Kacer, what they want is Keishan. Cody and Tyler like rebelling against the power and keeping Kevin. But Nicole says that she saw Tyler, Franzel, Danny, and Cody when they were in that photo room, and Danny was telling them about people clocking Tyler and Cody. Nicole went in there and they sketched her out, that they were like, oh, what's your favorite season again? And she was like, ah, there's something going on, which, like, to be fair to them, I guess Nicole has been thinking that everybody has something going on every time.
True.
but she did catch them there. It wasn't like, again, this is one of those things, personally, at least. You see this being reported, and it's being reported like it was a big deal that she caught these people in the conversation. It was like a very passing kind of like, I saw those four in a room and they were talking. So,
yeah. And I also think like Nicole A, people are already mad at her. I've spent most of like my time on Twitter being like, everybody calm down, it's week one. Like, and Nicole A going after Janelle, people are really mad about it. But again, like you said recently, Nicole sees Janelle and Kacer coming after Kevin. Kevin is Nicole's. They are doing it overtly for somebody who is going to stay. And people are mad that Kevin is thinking about putting them on the block next week. Why are we mad about this? Kevin sees two people that are actively trying to get him out of the house, even if it's because it's their friend on the other side. Why should he not go after them? I get everybody is like, oh, he shouldn't take the vote personally and all of that. But that's his butt on the line. And if you think that these people want to get you out, the smart move is to get them out first. So I just think people are a little bit overboard with this. I love Janelle too, but this play between her and Kacer of really trying to flip his vote and really putting their necks out is just alienating them from the rest of the group.
Yeah. And look, nobody loves Kacer more than me. Fight me on it.
Right.
I'm on board, but they're not playing well. Kacer and Janelle, they're putting themselves in this position. And no, Nicole is not playing well either.
But it's
a game. Sometimes things don't work out in the game. Sometimes people go after the people you like in the game. It's not the apocalypse.
Stan wars have fully commenced.
Yes.
It's done. It's week one. Stan wars are on, especially with what happens later on in the night. But just reiterating, this is a game full of blurred lines. This whole week has been blurred lines. So when you see something definitive, that's what you're going to latch on to. And the definitive thing is they're trying to get Kevin out.
Yep.
I'm aligned with Kevin. I'm Kevin. I want to get them out. I mean, that's not far-fetched.
Mm-hmm. Kevin does think that Cody and Enzo might be working together, but Nicole's like, I don't think so. Enzo has been doing a lot of work with Nicole Anthony. And so she is a bit snowed by him, and that's really helping smudge those lines as well. Kevin says that if Cody really is on board with him, like he thinks he is, he will have to pay him back. He will be grateful. I shouldn't say that word. He will have to repay Cody if he stays, essentially.
And I'm sorry, one last thing before we move on. Oh my God, I would be terrified. They get locked in the have not room every time production walks by that little door. Oh my God, I'm claustrophobic. I would die. I would have a fit. Big Brother would have to see me in the diary all the time. I would be a nervous wreck. That is horrible. I'm sorry. I was watching that last night and I was getting a panic attack in my bed. Like, how do you lock people in the room?
Yeah. Kevin talked about Memphis and how, like, he feels like Memphis is a fall guy for him. Like, he's using Memphis as the bad guy because you can't be everybody's friend. You need an enemy in the house. So he's using Memphis as his enemy because Memphis is the most obviously tied to Keisha person. I feel like that's fine for Kevin, although it would probably be easier to do it with Janelle at this point. Day also talks about, as you mentioned earlier, about how she's been lying to Keisha about her vote, and they're like, you should stop doing that. She says, I'm gonna tell her before the vote tomorrow, like, what's up. She's not gonna blindside her, but she's gonna wait until the vote tomorrow. And what she doesn't say is that implies that she's going to now actively lie about it tonight.
My God. When I saw this, I was gobsmacked. I'm like, what are you doing? Then Keisha tells Janelle, and Janelle hops on. Janelle just trained all the way. Day, we're keeping Keisha. We're going to keep Keisha. And then I'm like, okay, well, Day's like, yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, I thought we had the votes.
It gets messy. Well, so first Janelle has been talking to Christmas, who had already talked to Day, and now feels like there's a little bit of hope for Keisha. Janelle's talking to Christmas about keeping Keisha. She's throwing shade on Kevin. Janelle is reciting some conversations with Kevin that feel very similar to conversations that Christmas has had with Kevin. So Christmas now feels like Kevin went to Janelle about the conversation she had with him. She was already thinking that she liked Keisha better. And so Christmas is actually like, I'm kind of on board with this. So that's happening over there. In the meantime, Memphis has a conversation with Cody, and they talk about the alliance that they're putting together, and how Christmas is like so intense, which is so ironic coming from Memphis, because he's like exact same way. But he's like, we were like at the sink, and she was like, don't look at me. Don't look at me. The people are gonna see. And he was like, whoa.
They can't all be as covert as Bay and Day.
Yes. So Memphis talks about if he won HOH, he would put up Ian and Bailey as a pawn, with Ian as the target. And that will not work out well for you, Memphis. But Ian would be the target. He still feels like Ian is very dangerous. They also talk about Danny being a little bit sketchy. Memphis feels like Danny is similar to Christmas in like that sort of I'm not sure we can trust her kind of way. And Cody tells Memphis about the Danny talking to him, Tyler and Franzel thing about being paired up with Tyler and how she didn't tell who said it, and that sketched him out. And they also talk about how Kevin has been promising everyone in the house the same thing. He was like, he told me this. Did he tell you this? He's like, yeah. He said the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. And this is how it's been so many people that Cody has told that he doesn't feel comfortable with Danny. But then
Memphis, and now he's going to talk to Tyler about it right after this.
Right. Yes, exactly. And again, Cody is so good at sounding genuine with all of his conversations, except for the ones that he just really can't hide what he's, you know, the people he's not connected with. So when he talks to people that he's connected to, I'm really kind of confused in a sense of, is he working all the angles? Is he really solid with Danny? Because when he talks to Danny, like, it really does feel like that type of conversation that he did have with Derek. It does feel like very free flowing. But then he tells everybody he thinks she's shady, which I think is true. But what are you doing with this?
Like, yeah. He was inclined to not trust Danny from the start, that he thought she was very smart and very sneaky. But then Danny put in a lot of good work to get in his good graces, but he still remains a bit skeptical, and for good reason. She is in one of the better positions. You know, when I was rating them, I put them both on around the same level because they're both in really great spots. She's close with Franzel. She's close with Janelle. She has a lot of close relationships that Cody has, and a lot of close relationships that Cody doesn't have. And so, I think that at the very least, Cody is trying to like just keep her in a, like, limit her power as much as possible. Be like, yeah, watch out for Danny, because if he lets her get too much power, she could easily turn on him, which I haven't seen any sign of at this point.
Right.
But if I'm Cody, I'd be worried about it, because I think she's perfectly capable of it. And if she's looking at things rationally, she will, I think, realize that she will have to cut Cody, not soon, but sooner than he thinks that she will. Right.
Yeah. So. And I think she got the ammunition later exactly. on that night.
She can tank him if she wants.
Whew.
So,
jeez.
So Day is then going to talk to Janelle, who's fresh off of a Christmas conversation, feeling like, I might have Christmas, I'm not sure. And Day tries to convince Janelle, like, hey, I don't think the votes are necessarily there for Kevin to stay. Because again, she wants to keep her in the dark for whatever reason. And so she says, I'm down for Keisha. Like, if we have the votes, we can make it happen. But she again hedges and says, like, but if the votes aren't there, I don't want to go against the house. And so again, she's trying to set it up like, hey, I'm on board, but tomorrow I'm going to tell you that the house isn't on board and that I have to go with the house. But this kind of gets her in trouble, because Janelle was just talking to Christmas, who Day already talked to. And mm-hmm. she was like, well, I think we might be able to pull Christmas. And if we have Christmas, then it's you, me, Kacer, Memphis, Christmas. Like we're getting close here. Maybe we can pull Ian. Maybe we could, like, if Bailey. Yeah. What about Bailey? Like, Bailey would be with us, right? And Day's like, well, I mean, Bailey, I think Bailey would be with us unless she has information that I'm not privy to. If she has information that I'm not privy to, then she might not be with us. I was like, what does that even mean?
The funny thing is, like, for us knowing the information, we could see how Davon's answers are a little sketchy. Like, she's giving reassurances, but she's also trying to give herself out. From Janelle's perspective, Davon was all in. And I really was like, this conversation, I was looking at it like, Day, you can't, like, you are sounding really, like, reassuring. It was not enough fancy Fincerton for my taste. Yeah. I really feel like she helped propel Janelle to be like, oh, this could happen. And then it just tanked Janelle's game even more.
Yeah, like, Janelle was resigned to it. Kacer had told her, don't bother. And then she has Christmas, she has Day, and she's like, I think this can actually work. And Day's like, I'll talk to Bailey and see what she's about with this thing. And Janelle's like, great. But Janelle didn't wait for Day to do it. Janelle went right to Bailey without Davon involved at all. And she was like,
with Christmas there.
Yes. And she's like, hey, Bailey, we're good to go. Day's on board. Christmas, I think, might be on board. Like, we can make this happen. And Day's like, what?
Yeah.
Is Day really on board? She's like, yes, I just talked to her. She's totally on. It doesn't make sense that she'd lie to me in the first week about something as silly as this, as little as this. Why would she be lying to me? I've got Day. If I've got you, I think we might have this.
Oh, my God. Thank Jesus for Bailey, because I thought Bailey did a good job of this for somebody who is basically blindsided with fake real information. Mm-hmm. Bailey was like, okay, all right. She listened and she was like, okay, all right. And then she said, well, who are the other votes? And then when Janelle started listing, Bailey was like, you don't have Nicole A. Mm-hmm. And then Janelle and Christmas kept being like, yeah, I think we do. And mm-hmm. Bailey's like, no, but keep going. And like, Bailey did a really good job of like, Janelle, calm down. She even said it. She's like, you're making too many waves. Like, Keisha may go home. Are you really trying to stick your neck out for Keisha in week one? Bailey did such a great job in this conversation. She did such a great job. Mm-hmm. Woo, Davon, come on.
So in the meantime, during this conversation, Christmas has now gone to Cody, fresh off of her conversation with Janelle. And she's telling Cody, I'm sketched out about Kevin. He told Janelle about our conversation. If they're both going to run to Janelle, why not keep Keisha? She's weaker in competitions. Kevin's more dangerous. If Kevin's going to work with Janelle too, then maybe we should just keep Keisha. And Cody's like, that doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. I don't know about that. So let's maybe put a pin in this. Tyler joins that conversation and they're kind of just trying to like cool that down a little bit. And then Christmas leaves to go join Janelle and Bailey.
Yeah.
And then they get even more confused because Christmas says, because Janelle is telling Christmas and Bailey, like, why are we doing what Cody wants? Right. We should rebel against the HOH. We don't care what Cody wants. And Christmas is like, Cody doesn't care. Cody doesn't care either way. And Bailey's probably sitting there like, wait a minute, I thought Christmas told Janelle that Cody wanted Kevin. What's going on? Like, and so Janelle's like, I heard that he does want, that he wants Kevin to stay. And Christmas is like, who told you that? It was Kacer. That was the thing. So that was a messy situation over there. Now going to go to Cody, and she's going to tell Cody, like, man, Janelle's pushing hard for Keisha.
Oh, my God. And this is where the night just takes a turn. When I tell you, I was like, OK, they're starting to repeat the same conversations. Maybe I can go to sleep. Nope. Day and Cody decide they're going to have a meeting with Day, Bay, and Enzo later on in the night. They set a time. I think this was around the time they were waiting for Bailey and Enzo to come up. And oh my God, it just went from bad to worse to worser. I was just like, this is going to be long. I'm telling y'all right now, it's going to be long. So much happened after like 3 a.m. our time. It was, Taryn. It was crazy.
She's talking about Janelle is trying to push hard for Keisha to stay. She's trying to pull together the outsiders, like rebel against the power. And she's like, that is not like I watched Janelle's season. I know her style. She wants to be the last girl standing. I can't work with Janelle like that. It's like, whoa.
And Day said nothing about her basically gaslighting Janelle into thinking Keisha was staying. She was just like, she's like, Janelle just is, she's pushing so hard. Day, I wonder why she's pushing so hard. She thinks she got the votes because of you. Like, and then people are mad because they think Day intentionally planted this lie about Janelle. Y'all, it wasn't intentional. It was just Day being Day and miscommunicating what she was saying. And it will happen again, even later on this night.
Cody mentions in this conversation, he says, well, I know that Janelle was trying to get in touch with everybody, using Brittany to call people in the preseason and the pregame. I know she was like pushing hard, trying to talk to a lot of people. That, you know, matches with a lot of, you know, the rumors that had been circling around.
Yeah. What we put together. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait for, the internet to get super mad about Brittany interfering with a game she's not involved in, because that's definitely they're going to be completely consistent about that. they also come around to talking about Danny and how they trust Danny and how they want to pull Danny in potentially to their crew, and you know, work with her. And they bring up Tyler a little bit as well. Mm-hmm. But they talk a lot about, you know, pulling Danny in. Well, let's be patient about it. But let's do that.
Danny has Davon snowed, and I think most of it is Day knows what we want. And I love that Day plays like a fan. She knows what the fans want and all of that. But girl, you got to think for yourself and what you're actually, the vibes you're actually getting, because Danny is throwing Davon and Bailey under the bus every chance she gets, which, I mean, I don't know why Danny's doing that, because those people really want to work with her. But Davon is just completely snowed by Danny. She thinks Danny is in her corner. She even said Danny wants to be team Davon. And I'm just like, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. So Bailey is going to come and talk to Cody, and she's like, I think Bailey is trying to trick me into thinking that she has Davon. Bailey says, I think Janelle is trying to trick me into thinking that she has Davon on board to keep Keisha. Like, Janelle's trying to like make some last minute push to like trick.
She's trying to play me.
Yes.
Oh my God. This was a comedy of errors, because Bailey is like, Janelle is just in here. She's telling me that she got Davon, and Davon's like, And I'm like, you told her this. Told her. That's why she thinks she.
What is she talking about? I don't know. What is so? Is that me?
Dying. And then Bailey was like, "Then that's it. She's trying to manipulate me. Janelle is trying to manipulate me, and I really want to stay friends with her, and I like her, but I don't like feeling played. I don't like feeling played." I was like, "Oh God."
It gets messy. So they're all like, "Oh, Janelle's like trying to do all this stuff. She's trying to trick us. She's trying to play us." And like, it's like, this is ruining, like, Janelle's most valuable relationship was with Bailey.
Yes. And vice versa.
Exactly. Bailey, mm-hmm. having this relationship with Janelle was super valuable. And I don't think that Bailey will trash it. Like, I think that Bailey will continue to pretend that she's with Janelle, but I think now she's like, doesn't trust Janelle. Although, this morning, as we've been talking, Janelle was talking with Kaser, and she was like, was Devon trying to play me? And she might go to Bailey and be like, I think Devon might have been lying to me. Like, we still don't know, like, where the fault is gonna land here. Is Christmas gonna find out about things? Is Devon gonna get caught? It's still up in the air, I think.
And this is what really scared me. This is exactly what really scared me. When Day was lying to Janelle and then pushed all of this and then saying, "I'm going to tell her at the last minute," I was like, "Devon, don't do that, because Janelle will come after you." You know what I'm saying? Like, lying and doing all this to snow somebody for no reason. What is the reason behind this? Like, honestly, what is the real reason of even pretending up until the... pretending up until the last minute that you're going to keep Keisha. It just, I'm scared. Last night I was like, "Oh my God, like, Day is, she's not doing good." I don't want to say she's tanking her game, because it's still week one and she's still in a decent position. But the last thing you want is Janelle thinking that you are trying to play her, or you're trying to make her look stupid, or you're not being truthful with her, because you will be an easy out. And your alliance members might push you out there if Janelle wins that HOH.
Mm-hmm. Christmas and Bailey do talk a bit, and they're like, "Man, Janelle is a mastermind. She's lying to us about Day, trying to test us or something. Like, right. What is Janelle doing?" Janelle is in a lot of hot water right before an HOH competition. It's not great. It's not looking great.
Yeah, this was just, this night was just so crazy. And the craziest thing about it is it had nothing to do with the nominees. The nominees, it's a foregone conclusion, really. But it's all of the maneuverings around them that are just going haywire.
Yeah. So that was basically the gist of it there, last night. Cody and Danny do have a conversation late in the night about, the amount of alliances they're in. Just like joking about, like, how many?
Right. But can we talk about, so they never managed to get all of Cody, Enzo, Bailey, and yes. Day in a room together. They, a few of them get in there, then somebody will come in and interrupt, then they would leave. And then, you know, so it still didn't get, they didn't get a chance to solidify anything. But between these different meetups, they decided, "Oh, we need to bring in Danny as our fifth." Mm-hmm. Devon really pushing this idea that let's keep it to five. Let's bring Danny in as a fifth. And they're like, "Okay, cool." Devon goes to leave. Enzo and Bailey and Cody are up there. I think Ian's up there, whatever. Day says something to Danny about bringing her into that alliance. I didn't catch it all because I think I was going back and forth, but I was just like, it wasn't subtle. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the same time that Day is approaching Danny about being in this alliance, Day's alliance is like, "Oh yeah, we can bring in Danny, but we got to do it really finesse wise.
Mm-hmm. We can't let her know that we're already a thing."
Yes, they're like, "We really got to finesse it. We don't want her to think she's a fifth and a four." Meanwhile, Day is like, "Oh, we like you." This is crazy. And then before I think Danny comes up, Bailey, I'm sorry, before Day comes back up and says, hey, I approached Danny, they're like, oh, well, how'd you do it? And then she was like, oh, well, Danny basically already said it to me. Like, I think Enzo told her already. And then Cody's like, well, we got to make sure we got to be careful what we tell Enzo. I was like, how is Day accidentally throwing everybody under the bus?
This is what, like, this is exactly what she did in 18. And it got her in so much trouble. Day, right. You got to chill.
I was dying. And she, like, opened up the day and was like, oh, you know, the people who really follow me, I'm trying to not give them, like, heart attacks this year. I want them to not be stressed. I'm like, you're doing a bad job, Day. We're stressed.
Oh boy.
But did you get any notes on that? Because I was like, I was half asleep and I was just like, this just can't get any messier. It really can't.
I mean, I in this particular instance, because Danny actually is kind of in the know about this, I don't think it'll really matter too much. Okay. And you know, Cody talks to Danny and about all these alliances and all that. But it was funny. Right. And yeah.
And I also thought that, like, so did Cody previously or how did Danny honestly know about the Cody Enzo Bailey Day alliance?
No, she does not know. She still doesn't know about the fact that that was a four. But okay. She didn't see. I haven't seen any indication that she was like, were you guys a thing before?
Okay. So. Because that was my biggest worry, because she has already been trying to put a target on Bayonday's back, like, for the last 4 days. And then I thought her finding out about Cody and Enzo having this side alliance, I thought that would really push her over the edge to definitely target Bayonday. Or, like you said, maybe turn on Cody, because I think they work together long enough, one of them is going to flip on each other.
Yeah,
if HOHs don't go their way,
it's definitely possible. Because, like, again, like, it happened very late at night, so you know, maybe Danny goes to Franzel this morning or sometime today or tomorrow, and she's like, so Day approached me, and it sounded like something, and she just didn't say anything to Cody or something like that, but. We'll have to wait and see. Marietta in the chat is also asking about, this is another thing that kind of made the rounds on Twitter, when Danny and Cody were talking about Janelle and Kacer and how Janelle was pushing for Keisha to stay and Kacer seemed to be pushing for Kevin to stay, that they were doing it, like, right in front of Ian. Surely, like, Ian saw this because of, like, they were whispering on that couch, like, for a long time. Ian was there. Memphis was walking by. Like, lots of people were walking by. Other people came and sat down. They continued to talk. I think, like, kind of the camera angle made it seem like people were closer in vicinity than they actually were.
Oh, okay.
There's definitely, like, a possibility that people overheard them, but, like, they were talking for a long time. Many people came in and out. And so I don't think there's any reason to believe that anybody did actually overhear them.
Okay. All right. I guess I would love, I know we're going kind of long, but I would love to speculate rampantly on what we think the different HOHs will do.
Sure.
I really want to see a Nicole Anthony HOH, just because. Yeah, I know. People are going to be mad, but
Janelle
and Tyler. Because I love the thought of Nicole Anthony accidentally putting up two people from two different alliances and then them having to, like, battle each other for it. Like, what if we accidentally get, like, the most iconic week in BB because Nicole Anthony has the most improper read on the house?
It would be interesting. I mean, it would... Like, they'd have to be very, like, because I imagine that the Cody side of things would feel very comfortable. Like, this is a slam dunk. We've got the numbers. But if they're not careful, about showing that they have the numbers and that they're in support of Tyler, they could easily scare some people in the middle to be like, wait a minute, is something going on over there? Like, Tyler and Cody and what's happening? So, you know, it could get interesting.
And I also, people want Janelle and Kacer to win HOH, okay, of course, but right now they're saying Christmas and David, right?
Yeah, well, they've said a few different things, you know, okay, over the course of time. But they do think that their best bet is to work with Cody.
Right.
And yeah. And so just this morning while we were talking, Kacer and Janelle were talking about Kacer feels like Cody is actually a more passive player, probably doesn't have like a huge group around him now. Like Kacer, who had the perfect read at the start, has been pacified into thinking that Cody is not, you know, this mastermind, and thinks that Tyler's actually the better player and that Tyler probably has a bunch of people. And so, but they want to work with Cody, and they feel like they're like, what? They were like, Enzo has been saying that he would put up David. So maybe they're not working with David. And then they're like, no. It's so under the radar. Only we have been able to clock the secret mastermind, Cody, Tyler David trio.
Yeah.
So Enzo doesn't even know about it. That's why he's unwittingly targeting David, when really the David is in the power structure. Like, have you talked to David?
Which is also alienating Nicole Anthony, because Nicole Anthony thinking that Janelle and Kacer telling her that David is working with Cody and Tyler thinks that they're intentionally trying to drive a wedge between her and David. It's a mess, y'all. It's a mess. But I also do want to say Tyler and Christmas. I think that is the true alliance. I think Tyler found his Casey in Christmas, and Christmas found her Paul and Tyler.
Yep.
And it's written all over the both of them. And I'm just like, ugh, again, we got to do this.
Yeah.
So, but who would you like to see win HOH, Taryn?
I mean, I was rooting for Kacer and Janelle. I don't know what they would do with it at this point. I think they still probably need to win. For something to happen. I still feel like once Kacer and Janelle are in power, surely they'll be able to like actually, because like they are way off base. Nicole and Kevin, they're way off base. Like everybody's way off. Everybody that's not in the power structure is way off base, because the power structure is doing a really good job of keeping everything messy and mixed up and that nobody can see them. So like kudos to them for that. But all of these people on the outside, they've not had any power. Like Kacer and Janelle were going to be targeted. They were they saved themselves. Yes. But people still knew that they were going to be targeted. And so even their natural relationships and potentially pregame relationships have been like, I like you, but I'm keeping you at a distance because I know that you're going to be targeted by people. And so I'm going to withhold information from you. And so they really are, you know, on the outs when it comes to information. If they're in power, I think they'll start to get some real information. Really? They might be able to start piecing some things together. And I do think that they're both smart players. And, you know, like I said, Kacer had just spot on reads earlier in the week. So if he gets in power and starts getting some real information, he might be able to quickly start to piece things together and get back into the this is war mode, because that's kind of where it needs to be.
I think the best thing we could hope for is Janelle or Kacer winning HOH. If they put up Christmas and David, somehow David gets off the block and then they replace him with Franzel. Now that would be very interesting to see. Like Tyler going to bat for Christmas and Cody going to bat for Franzel. And then that'd be great. I like that.
And it might require that, just like a lucky draw of like two people in the same group, you know, but we'll see. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Mari?
No, I'm good. Oh my God. Last night was so crazy. It was so crazy. I really thought I was like, okay, I'll get to talk about the BB activity. That'll be great. Some filler, whatever. And then boom, 2 o'clock in the morning happens. I'm like, yo.
Yes. All right. Well, I will be live later today on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, to talk about the Stockwatch. If you're new to it, or if you need any tips for operating the site, I will be there to talk about that. and talk about each player and the price and where they might go. And there's a lot of fun like analysis that can be done and advice for like who to buy and what strategies to use and all of that. So make sure you're finding me there. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Mari, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Mari Talks Too Much. That's 2 as in the number 2. I'll just be on there talking my stuff, like always.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you so much for joining me, Mari. And thank you to the audience for hanging out with us and listening and watching. That's what we have. Of course, later tonight, Rob will be live for a recap of the first eviction episode of Big Brother 22. And then tomorrow morning, I'll be back once more to update you guys on everything that happened today and later tonight on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. So make sure you tune in on Twitch later today and then tonight after the episode. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.